Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 1. I read for you again these words. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. In a world in need of joy, God's Word delivers it to us today. To those struggling to find any joy in the midst of trials and tribulations, the Lord Jesus visits us and brings us that joy. And that joy is found in repentance and faith that He works in us. With His Word and His work filling our ears, we have every reason to leap for joy. Indeed, Elizabeth knew such joy. But in her advanced age and condition, her leap probably wasn't very high. And her unborn son knew it too, though his leaping was a bit confined. And their reason for leaping was a visit by a young woman who was also pregnant. And while Elizabeth and Mary undoubtedly hugged and joyfully jumped up and down, as women often do, there was much more to this visit than the mere celebration of life. You see, both these women were unlikely candidates for pregnancy. One is old and, to this point, was barren, and the other is a virgin. And yet, both are pregnant, as promised by angels. And pregnant with the two most important figures of all time, St. John the Baptist, whom our Lord calls the greatest of those born of women, and the Lord God, Jesus Christ. So, when Mary enters the house and greets Elizabeth, the sound of her greeting is heard by baby John in the womb, and he does a joyful little leap. Remember, the angel had said that John would be filled with the Holy Spirit even in his mother's womb. So when Mary greets Elizabeth, the Spirit causes John to recognize that Jesus is there too. So John leaps, and Elizabeth too is filled with the Holy Spirit. She tells Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Mary, you've been given the great honor to bear the Savior of the world. I mean, I'm honored to bear the forerunner of the Lord, but you get to give birth to the Lord Himself. What a wonderful blessing. And Elizabeth continues, and why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Hear the humble faith in Elizabeth's words. She realizes that she is not worthy of such a visitation. And at the same time, she realizes that her Lord is coming to her, bringing great blessing. Such humble faith is truly the work of the Holy Spirit. By God's grace, you too have the humility and faith of an Elizabeth. You recognize that you are not worthy to have God, the God of grace. You are not worthy to have God grace you with His presence. You know you're a sinner. You confessed it just a few moments ago. You and I don't deserve to have our Lord come to us with His blessing. It is purely by His grace and His mercy that He does. And you have a Spirit-wrought faith as well. As with Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit has worked in your heart through the gospel so that you trust in Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. You know that that little child came as your brother in the flesh so that he could do the only job that would save you. He came to do the Father's will, to keep God's law perfectly on your behalf, and to offer the one perfect sacrifice that atones for all your sins, to suffer and die a sinner's death on the cross, taking the punishment that the law requires and that we all deserve. He came to be our peace and our life, shown when He rose victorious over sin and death, granting us blessing and joy in their place. Yes, when Jesus is present, you get all of those blessings with Him. This, well, it's enough to make someone leap for joy, as Elizabeth tells Mary. For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And Elizabeth had one more word for Mary. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Faith. That's what we're seeing here all around. The faith that Elizabeth had to know that this was no ordinary child that Mary was bringing into the room. It was the Lord Himself. And Elizabeth commends Mary for her faith that she, Mary, believed the great things the angel had told her about the Son she would bear. Dear friends, this meeting of the moms is a meeting of two great women of faith. Both Mary and Elizabeth stand out as wonderful examples for us. They believed the Lord's words, and they joyfully receive His gifts. The Holy Spirit will work such a Mary and Elizabeth faith in you too. So you see, there are a lot of miracles in today's gospel. The way that both Elizabeth and Mary became pregnant was, of course, miraculous. But also, the way that they both believed and rejoiced in the good news of the Lord and their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ That too is a miracle. Even little John got in on the believing and rejoicing act. Anytime anyone is given the gift of faith and joy in the Lord, it is a miracle of God. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, working through the Word, working in our hearts, creating a saving faith and a blessed joy. And the great thing is, you and I have the same good news and the same Holy Spirit at work in our hearts today. So today, it's not really about Elizabeth, Mary, and John. It's really about Jesus. It's about Jesus visiting with forgiveness, life, and salvation. It's about Jesus bringing great joy. For blessed are those who hear and believe what God says, who trust God's word. Blessed is he who believes that what the Lord has said to him will be accomplished. And of course, that is easier said than done. Still, consider what the Lord has said to you. You are mine. I gave you my name when you were baptized into me, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I claim you. He has said, I forgive you all your sins. And again, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. I am with you, and you are in me. I am with you always. And again, you are my precious little lamb, for whom I laid down my life, and no one shall pluck you from my hand. And again, you are my beloved child, perfect and without sin, spotless and blameless, and the gates of hell shall not overcome you. Yes, Elizabeth greeted Mary and called her blessed, and so she is. For God had chosen Mary of all women to bear the Savior of the world. Her Savior is your Savior. He turns everything upside down as he reverses sin's curse by taking that curse upon himself and being the sacrifice in your place. He thus forgives your sins and gives you new life in him. And as that Savior invites you to his table to give himself to you, he invites you to rejoice in his mercy now and forever. His words are and will be fulfilled as surely as Mary bore a son and gave him the name Jesus. And where Jesus is, there is joy to leap about. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.